Yeah, so let me get this out of my system. So YouTube blocked me twice, or gave me a warning, so I didn't upload anything controversial at all for 3 months, you know. And so then it cleared off, and then all of a sudden I upload that video about it's a worship service or vanity, and I uploaded the video. The last video I uploaded was the one where I said the decode is complete. Everything's been decoded, from time travel to teleportation, to all of it, because you're actually teleporting every moment, and you're time travel. You're a time traveler. You don't want to be a time traveler. You want to be in eternity now. But when you get to that mindset, you come to the conclusion it's either all vanity or it's a worship service. So they shut me down. Now, I might have said something, but I don't remember saying anything controversial. It was all Bible, but I guess that is contrary to the world. Wow, that car just pulled out in front of a transfer truck. Anyway, a sore throat. So what I'm gonna do, I forgot about Facebook. I could use Facebook to upload videos and talk to people. I totally forgot about Facebook. That's how much I hate Facebook. I could also use MySpace. I think it's still going, believe it or not. I think MySpace is still functioning, but just not many people go there. Or I could just go ahead and pay somebody to build my own little application. But I can't afford to do it right now. It'd probably cost a couple thousand. I don't have. I'm working on building an investment portfolio, you know. I'm already spending, just for these four websites that point to here and the other website, I'm already spending it probably comes out. Some things I only get billed once a year, and the one host is every month. I'm probably spending $30-$40 a month just to keep this site going. I could switch over to my own personal server, maybe get another internet line and use that. I'm not really sure exactly what's the best route. The cloud is cool, because you got a backup. You can run backups, and also it's always on. If the power goes out at the house, your server's down, you know. If your internet goes down, your server's down if you have it at home. Maybe the thing to do is to go ahead and just do the recordings and put them on a CD or a DVD, and just have them, just send them out to people, because this information needs to go out, because the 501(c)(3) is not talking about it. It's so deep, but it's so simple, you know. It's so simple, but it's deep at the same time. The body of Christ. I mean, the words tell you. You are the body of Christ. The body of Christ. Think about that. You got a head and you got a body. You're the body. And the head and the body communicate, and the left arm and the right arm and the foot and the elbow are all communicating together. They're all connected. So spiritually, You're connected. You know all things. Because you are the body of Christ. In Christ. The body of Christ. Think about what I'm saying. It's real. Just had a hailstorm on an 80 degree day or a 70 degree day, and there's ice on the side of the road. This is no different than the Fringe. There's ice on the side of the road. It's just like the TV series The Fringe. There's some weird stuff going on. The viruses, the ice, people hacking into computers. We're in the Fringe. We're in it. It's hitting us all the time. It's kind of blowing my mind, to be honest with you. The Fringe.